York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Oh, yes, you are. Hi, how are you? I'm not sure how I am, but I welcome to the big radio show on this Monday, the 16th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and what just happened in federal court here in New York 5 minutes ago is a stunner, but I don't know what it means, so let me set this up for you. So, look, we got a lot to go over. We've got Comey's book. We've got the interview with Stephanopoulos. We've got the Syrian missile strike. We've got all that. But one of the things that was supposed to take place at 2 o'clock, it's supposed to be about a two-hour hearing, is Michael Cohen has been ordered to show before the federal court judge here in New York at 2 o'clock Eastern time, an hour ago. And there is a reporter in the courtroom that's been blogging as they go along. But Washington Post, let me set it up this way for you. The Washington Post has a big story from about 2 hours ago saying Cohen seeks to withhold identity of mystery client. Michael Cohen told a federal judge that he had three legal clients in the past year. The president, the GOP fundraiser Elliot Broidy, and a third client whose identity he asked to keep secret. He's argued that material seized in the raids could contain privileged information and needs to be reviewed before federal prosecutors have a chance to scrutinize it. So Michael Cohen asked the court, as things got underway, for a special master. It's somebody other than the federal government, because the federal government has a taint team that goes in first, and the taint team are a bunch of FBI agents that are supposed to look through things to see if the evidence that they have seized fits underneath the warrant or not. Defense attorneys don't like these taint teams because they look at this and go, oh, sure, and you're not going to wink, wink, tell anybody what you saw? So Michael Cohen wants a special master to review the material first. The judge, Kimball Woods, has not ruled on that yet. Then, about 45 minutes ago, there was the most obscene scene of media crushing each other because Stormy Daniels has come to the courthouse and is in the courtroom. And her arrival was like something you've never seen before. Barnum and Bailey could not top the circus that was outside the New York federal courthouse here just 45 minutes ago. So we know that Michael Avenatti, her lawyer, is in the courtroom. Stormy Daniels is in the courtroom. The judge is in there saying, who's this third person? Who's his third client? And the blogger that's in there, the court reporter that's in there, says that she wants to know the name of this person. The judge says, I understand he doesn't want his name out there, but that's not enough under the law. And so as we go down the list, let's listen to this. This is a CNN reporter outside the courtroom with the information about who is the third client.
So these were arguments that were ongoing all morning, and Michael Cohen's attorneys tried every which way not to release this name. They one point claiming it was embarrassing, another point saying that it was privileged information, and the judge each time basically shot them down. The media here, the New York Times, us, CNN, other folks, we had our lawyer get up and argue, and the judge agreed that this name should not remain sealed, that it was a name that needed to get out, that just the mere fact that you represent someone, a client, does not make it privileged information. And in stunning fashion, she ordered Michael Cohen's attorney to say the name in court. He at one point offered to put it in an envelope and give it to her. He wanted it to remain sealed. She said, no, I'm ordering you to release the name. And he stood up and he said the name, Sean Hannity. And there was obviously a lot of reaction from people in the courtroom. I mean, really, most of the people in the courtroom is press. There are some spectators. Obviously, Stormy Daniels sitting in the back of the courtroom next to her attorney, Michael Avenatti. But I could tell you, certainly that name shocked everyone. Several of us from the media got up, walked out to just get out here and try and report this information. Now, to be clear, we don't know what connection, in what way Michael Cohen was representing him, but it was a recent representation because it relates to some of the material, perhaps, they were arguing that maybe privilege, and that's why his name shouldn't be out there. And they wanted to review these records before the FBI and prosecutors here started reviewing them.
All right, so that was the big mystery, and there was such a huge buildup about we don't want to let this name out. We don't think it should be out there. It's going to be embarrassing. We don't want to divulge his name. And the judge kept saying, that's no reason, that's no reason, that's no reason to divulge the name. And yes, you heard the reporter. He wrote her down on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, sealed it, and gave it to her. And she said, nope, I don't accept it. Open the envelope and read the name. So Sean has just made a statement to the Wall Street Journal. Did not deny his relationship with Michael Cohen. He says, we have been friends a long time. I have sought legal advice from Michael. Period. End of story. So I don't know why there was such a big hubbub about this. In one way, I mean, I've known Sean, oh my gosh, 20 years. But I don't know what he's doing in his personal life regarding who his lawyers are or his accountants or anything like that. I know him from the radio business. We worked together. He was the guy who basically introduced me to Roger Ailes to get to come to Fox for Fox Business. So, I mean, Sean has been a friend and a supporter and a competitor on the radio side for as long as we've known each other. So I don't know what, there's nothing to be made of this, but it opens up the question about Michael Cohen and the raid on his office by the FBI and the fact that he has three clients, Donald Trump, Elliot Broidy, and Sean Hannity. Will his records about dealing, whatever the legal conversation was that Michael Cohen had with Sean, will that be kept private? Will it be under the attorney-client privilege? And at first blush, I want to say yes, that they're going to demand that the FBI take whatever records that they raided that have to do with anything regarding Sean Hannity and seal those babies back up again so that they don't become public. This is a private citizen hiring a lawyer, a private lawyer. So are they going to seal those back up again? Or, as Michael Cohen asked through his lawyer, that he wanted to have a special master review the material before the FBI really got into the data. And I wonder how much they have already looked. I have no idea how that works. Any of you in law enforcement that knows when you seize records, how fast do you start looking through them? Or do you wait for the courts to kind of give you the okay to go ahead? They got a warrant from a federal judge. I don't think it was Kimba Woods. It was another federal judge, to go ahead and do the raid of Michael Cohen's office. So why was there the big secrecy about the fact that Sean was a client? Now, Elliot Broidy is also something that I think should probably be sealed, because if they're going to take a look, this was, again, something that Bob Mueller got information that said that he believed Michael Cohen was up to something that may be criminal. He referred it to Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein referred it to the U.S. attorney in Southern District of New York, which is New York City. And the U.S. attorney here is a Trump, not only a Trump appointee, but also Donald Trump personally interviewed him and said, you're my guy. So he's very, the office it prides themselves on being politically independent. They've gone after Democrats and Republicans in New York because there's a lot of corruption in this town in politics. So if they're going after Michael Cohen for some sort of political corruption, okay, fine. But where does Elliot Broidy come in and where does Sean Hannity come in? Do they fit underneath any sort of political corruption? And who knows? We don't know. But Sean's a pretty busy guy with his broadcasting career. I don't think he has a lot of time to be out doing deals that are somehow criminal. And Elliot Broidy, the deal with him, he's a big fat cat, literally fat cat, from, I think he's from Los Angeles. And, yeah, I'm almost sure he's from Los Angeles. And he got a Playboy bunny pregnant. And she wanted to have the baby, and he said, no, I want you to get an abortion. And one thing led to another. Anyway, the story is she lost the baby, but to keep that all hush money, somehow Michael Cohen was involved in arranging using the same pseudonyms of Dennison and the same ones they used for Stormy Daniels, $1.6 million to this woman to basically keep her mouth shut. But this is a guy who's a big fundraiser for the Republican Party, but he's not a politician. He's not an elected. So where does this go from here? Your reaction to all of this, phone number is 855-295-6600. What do you make of this? What's your first reaction? 855-295-6600 is our phone number. You can find our phone number, our email address, the links to my Twitter and Facebook and Instagram account. It's all on my website, TomSullivan.com.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Well, it's a stunner for me, and I don't know what your reaction is. I'm looking online, and seems like on Twitter there is a lot of people that are stunned about the fact that they held this back. First of all, it was supposed to be that Michael Cohen had one client. That was it. That's what we were told on Friday. Oh, man. Anything happened since we did the show on Friday? So Michael Cohen was supposed to have only one client. He has two offices. He has one in the building in which NBC is headquartered, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, 30 Rock, as they call it. He's got an office in Trump Tower. He's got a home in Manhattan, and he's got and it's under remodel, and he's got a hotel room he's living out over at the Lowe's Regency. So those were the four places that were raided by the FBI a week ago today or tomorrow. Was it last Monday or Tuesday? But it was a shock that all of a sudden they went in and did that. And the big thing for even for those of us who are not lawyers, we went, wait a minute. You've got attorney-client privilege going. So what was the reason why the FBI went to a federal judge with a search warrant for the four places? What was the probable cause that that criminal documents or activity has taken place in the four locations they raided last week? What was the criminal point? So everybody's going, okay, he's only got one client, it's Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, there's some sort of criminal probability of criminal activity. It involves must involve Cohen and the president. Oh my gosh. So it's one thing for I know they're trying to make a case out of Stormy Daniels about the fact, well, this was election law violation and a variety of things. Look, it was just what it is. He is Mr. Fix-It. He fixes things for Donald Trump. And how he got the 130,000, where it came from, who's lying, who's telling the truth, almost seems more salacious than it does anything else. I'm sure there are laws that were being broken technically. So that's Stormy Daniels, and everything's about Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti, going at it. But then you come up with this Elliot Broidy guy who got this Playboy bunny pregnant and had to pay $1.6 million, and somehow Michael Cohen took care of that. So that's now all we knew. And so why this morning early, Michael Cohen's lawyers filed with the U.S. District Court here in New York papers saying, yeah, well, there's three clients, but we don't want to admit who the third one is. Is Sean in trouble due to guilt by association? Or is this something where the FBI is in trouble because of the fact that they took records that belongs to Michael Cohen about he and his client Sean Hannity? I have no idea what Sean was talking to him about. It could have been a parking ticket. I have no idea. He says he told the Wall Street Journal he has known Michael Cohen for years. So what's going to happen? I can't even imagine what this is all about. That's the problem. We have no idea. I think it looks bad to be associated as anything with Michael Cohen, but that doesn't mean there is anything bad. I wouldn't want my name associated with Michael Cohen, but if I looked for a lawyer and I found Michael Cohen and he did some legal work for me, I would not think that the FBI would have any right to go in and dig into those files. As long as it wasn't anything to do with what the FBI said was probable cause of a crime or criminal documents or criminal activity. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. I'm not going to bother Sean. He's going to be bothered a lot by everybody who knows him. And like I said, Sean is the reason. He's the guy who introduced me to Fox, and after getting the introduction, I went to work there for a decade. But we are also competitors, but we're friends. We're friendly competitors. Well, I don't know what this means, but it was a shocker. A lot of people are stunned. Phone number is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Yep, here we are, and pretty wild over at the federal courthouse here in the last hour, where if you're just tuning in, Michael Cohen had his day in court today. It wasn't something he wanted. The judge called him up and said, I want you to show over here at 2 o'clock Monday. And one of the things that she wanted to go through was have the hearing over whether or not the FBI has the authority to rummage through every record that they took from Michael Cohen's office last week. And this has already been through one set of vetting where the FBI had to go. The U.S. Attorney's Office, Trump appointee, said, oh, this looks like it has, there's criminal, probable cause to believe there are criminal documents or criminal activity taking place at these four locations related to Michael Cohen. And he had to sign off on it. You can bet it had to go up to, I think it went up to Jeff Sessions. I really do. I don't think you would allow this. Rating the lawyer of the president had to go up to the top of the DOJ. In any case, the U.S. attorney here in New York had to sign off on it. I'm sure he made phone calls and said, look what I have in my hands. Mueller's the one who sent it to Rosenstein, so Rosenstein knew about it. Rosenstein sent it to the U.S. attorney in New York. I think Jeff Sessions probably was alerted at the very least. So you've got Mueller thinking there's criminal activity, probable cause. Rosenstein saying, looks like probable cause to me too. U.S. attorney in New York says, looks like probable cause to me too. Fourth person, a federal judge, looks like probable cause to me too. So it's been through a lot of lawyers to say there's something that they need to get out of Michael Cohen's records. They raid all of his locations, and then they tell us over the weekend that part of what they got was not just paper documents out of a file, but recordings that Michael Cohen liked to make recordings. And in New York, the rule is one party is is all it takes to record, one party giving permission. So in other words, if I call you from New York and I'm recording you and I've given permission to myself to record you, you can be recorded without you knowing it. In some states, it requires two-party. I have to tell you. When I lived in California, we had to tell people when we were interviewing them on the phone, is it okay if we use this for to record your comments for a broadcast? We had to get that on tape and say, and they had to say yes. Otherwise, we could not go forward. But in New York, it's one party only. So Michael Cohen gave himself okay to go ahead and make recordings. So they got a bunch of recordings, which are even more difficult when it comes to defending yourself against criminal activity, if there's anything in there that breaks the law. So I get the fact that they're on to something that Michael Cohen did. It was also outside of Mueller's purview. And Mueller's purview has to do with investigating the Trump campaign and Russia. So by default, wouldn't you think that whatever Michael Cohen was suspected of doing had nothing to do with Russia, had nothing to do with the Trump campaign? And that brings up all kinds of other questions about what was he doing regarding business. Apparently, he is an investor in taxi medallions. And taxi medallions, if you you see those yellow cabs running all over New York City, there's a medallion that is welded to the hood of the car. They go in the open market. They are going for about $1 million apiece. Along comes Uber and floods New York with lots of black cars, and the next thing you know, those $1 million medallions are no worth, they're maybe worth $600,000. They dropped 40%. So Michael Cohen was involved in the taxi business somehow. So who knows? We have no clue. It's pure speculation, whatever he was up to. So then along comes the word about the fact that he's got three clients. That's what he told the court this morning in a filing. The judge wants to know, who are the other two clients? One of them is Elliot Broidy, who he did a fix for him. And the other one, we just found out, was Sean Hannity. We're also finding out from CNN said a source that they have is that there was no third party involved in the Cohen-Hannity client relationship. So in other words, there wasn't a pregnant Playboy model. There wasn't a Stormy Daniels. There's no other person involved. Sean talked to Michael Cohen. And whether he talked to him about legal matters or whether he talked to him about how the Yankees are doing is who knows. But they made a big deal about keeping it secret, so when it came out, it became a bigger deal than you would probably normally get. So now the judge, we're waiting to find out what the judge is going to say. Kimba Woods, very highly regarded, very independent judge on the federal court, federal district court in Manhattan. She was also, if you might remember, she was also picked by President Bill Clinton to be his attorney general when he first became president. And that blew up because of the fact that she had been paying a nanny without withholding any employment taxes. So, I know it seems kind of quaint, but that was 1992, 93. And because of the fact they said, aha, you have violated the law. You have hired this person without paying the taxes on this person. Shame on you. How can you possibly be the chief law enforcement officer of the country? So she withdrew her bid to be the nominee for attorney general. So she now is a judge, 20 years later, 25 years later. She's now the judge on this case regarding Michael Cohen. So we're still waiting. The hearing was originally scheduled. They told us that this Cohen hearing was going to last about 2 hours. So it's been an hour and 42 minutes. We'll see what she says about this, because she may be looking at the records and finding out the relationship that Sean Hannity had with Michael Cohen and saying, FBI, you cannot look at that stuff. That has nothing to do with the criminal activity, the probable cause that brought the FBI into his offices and home last week. Or she may tell them, yes, you can look at that because there is a connection. We don't know. So it's kind of a little bit of a fill moment here where we fill until we find out what the judge has to say. Oh, it really was about attorney-client privilege, but they did not want Sean's name to get out. And now it has. And I don't know what that means for what he's going to be doing about his broadcast. I don't think it has anything to do with Donald Trump. I think he knows Donald Trump, talks to him regularly is what I hear. So I presume he said something to Donald Trump about, hey, I've got a legal question. And he said, go call Michael Cohen. He'll help you. But we have no idea what it's about. Phone number is 855-295-6600. What's your reaction? I think we all have to just kind of wait. I don't like waiting. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniably. Tom Sullivan.
Well, we're getting a little more news on this. Gabriel Sherman from Vanity Fair is reporting that a person familiar with this says that Sean Hannity hired Michael Cohen around the time that there were all these people protesting Sean Hannity and calling for boycotts against him last year. So this was, and that actually rings fairly true, because Sean made it very clear. This was after Bill O'Reilly had been fired and the protesters went against O'Reilly and his advertisers. And they were so effective that Bill got fired. So that died down a little later, a few months later, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but there were protests going after Sean Hannity. And it's what the left does is they go after they're a couple of groups, very well organized. I've talked about them before. They have not only the names of the advertisers, but they have the names of the head executive at that company who's in charge of advertising and marketing. They have the names and addresses of the CEOs, and they will, and the phone numbers at home. They will go after these people, call them at home, call them on their cell phones, I mean, just harassed the bejeebies out of these people, saying, why are you advertising on the fill in the blank, on the Bill O'Reilly show or the Sean Hannity show or whatever it might be, because they have a political beef with them. And the corporate advertisers are so afraid of their own shadows. Okay. I you know, there's, and a lot of these are bots, by the way. A lot of the tweets are bots. And so they think thousands and thousands and thousands of people are mad at them for advertising on a particular show. So they immediately cancel the advertising, and that puts the person's job at risk. And they're trying to basically, they tried this with Rush. They've tried it with Sean. They've been unsuccessful with those two guys. They were successful with Bill O'Reilly. But Bill had other problems, lots of other problems. So they were not successful. But Sean made it very clear at the time that he was going to fight back and that he had hired lawyers to fight back against these people. And to make, he basically did a war against them. And also went after the advertisers who were canceling and called them up and said, this is the real deal. This is what's really happening. So if that was what Michael Cohen, the fixer, was doing for Sean Hannity, then that just makes, in my opinion, it makes for people that are on the right, it makes Michael Cohen look better. And it makes Sean look better. Yep, I fought them and I won. And I told you at the time I was fighting them. I don't know what this where this is going, but if that's what it is, if this was what Michael Cohen did, he says, Sean Hannity said, I've known Michael a long time. Let me be very clear to the media. Michael never represented me in any matter. Oh. Never mind what I just said. Well, what this comes down to, and this is the problem with Michael Cohen, and this is where all the legal authorities have made it very, very clear. Michael Cohen sometimes is Michael Cohen, attorney for Donald Trump. At other times, he's Michael Cohen, friend of Donald Trump. Other times, he's a longtime buddy of Donald Trump. So the lawyers that know what they're talking about have made it pretty clear that if you are acting as a lawyer, if you are my lawyer and I call you, and even though we have a nice friendly relation, maybe we go to lunch once in a while, my interactions with you, my lawyer, my friend, my lawyer, are protected. But if you and I are best pals and we go golfing all the time and you come over to my house with your family, and we socialize together, we go on vacations together, that gets into the question of, are you really my lawyer or are you my friend? And if you're my friend, and what we talk about is not protected by attorney-client privilege. So it's really important to know the relationship between the lawyer and the client. And many of the lawyers have said Michael Cohen has a difficult time trying to wear different hats, which causes nothing but confusion, and as a result leaves wide open a lot of his communications that are not protected by the attorney-client privilege. Because he's not acting as the attorney. He's acting as a friend. So if Sean is now saying, Michael never represented me in any manner, well, then whatever he was telling him, was he just telling him as a friend? He said, I've known him for a long time. Then that is not protected. So, and again, if it goes back to he asked Michael to help him with the attacks against his advertisers, as a friend, can you help me out? Okay, that's not protected, though. But I don't think there's anything nefarious that you're going to find there that we don't already know. So this is why this is taking so long. You get into all of these little itty-bitty little definitions, and they're in the courthouse right now debating all of this with federal judge Kimba Woods. I'm looking at Adam Klasfeld is the courthouse lawyer who's in the court blogging. Let me read his latest blog to you. McKay says that the filter team, sometimes known as the tank team, would consult with Trump's attorneys in any event. Where Mr. Cohen is clearly under criminal investigation, he is going to even have more incentive to drag things down with assertions of privilege. So the judge is going to rule here whether or not the records that were seized by the FBI were protected under attorney-client privilege. And that that includes not only the records that they took that involves his client, the president, but also his client, Elliot Broidy, as well as his client, Sean Hannity. She may make separate rulings on them. But what is the role that Michael Cohen played, friend or lawyer, in representing Sean Hannity and Donald Trump? And that's been the criticism that other lawyers have said about him, is that he's got to figure out what he's doing. He's got to figure out whether he is somebody's friend or whether he's somebody's lawyer. And he can't confuse all of that because the privilege will get thrown out the door. All right. We've got a lot more to cover today. That was a little surprising to see Sean's name pop up as the headline just as we got started. But we have much more straight ahead.